foundation.
Ye saints of the Lord, it is made for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who forever preach to Jesus that fled.
Welcome to the Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. The Bible commands us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our goal is to help you understand the Bible better so that you can apply it to your life. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III, the President of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Covenant and the Cross podcast. This is episode number 96. This podcast is designed to help you understand the Word of God better, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the story of the covenant which God made with his chosen people, Israel. And the New Testament is the story of the cross, which signifies the fulfillment of the Old Covenant with Israel and the formation of a new covenant with redeemed people from many nations. Of course, we always like to start out in this podcast with the Word of God, the Holy Bible. And today's passage of Scripture is Joshua chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, which reads, "And Rahab said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side, Jordan, Zihon, and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we have heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath." Regarding this powerful passage, Dr. R.C. Sproul notes in the Reformation Study Bible, "Rahab the harlot knows what God wants Israel to know, that the promise of God is true. The cause of Rahab's knowledge and the Canaanites' terror was the news of what God had already done for Israel in faithfulness to his promises. Fear is the inevitable response to finding oneself on the wrong side of what God has promised to do. In holy war, panic is incited among God's enemies by the approach of his army, or of the man of God or woman of God that he chooses to use. It is truly an amazing thing that God does." Today's Covenant and the Cross quote about the Bible is from Dr. Charles Spurgeon. He said, "The more you read the Bible, the more you meditate on it, the more you will be astonished by it." And he is so right. Our topic for today is titled, "Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. We used to sing that when we were little children, and I'm sure you did as well, so many of you. And Hazor 2, Part 2 from the book The Promise and the Blessing by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The Canaanite religion. Why were the Canaanites judged? To answer this question, we need to look at two aspects. The first involves the liturgy gods of the Canaanites, and the second involves their mode of worship. As we look at the available documentation, we find that by the time of the conquest, the Canaanites had developed an extended hierarchy of liturgy gods. This system demonstrated a degraded view of God and religious ideals. The data suggest that early in their culture, the Canaanites had very few liturgy gods, most likely only one, some say. Although the evidence is not as solid as it is for some of the other ancient Near Eastern cultures, the indications are that the early Canaanites served only El, the Semitic term for God, liturgy God, or slash God, big G God. However, by the time of the conquest, the number of liturgy gods within their pantheon had increased tremendously. El was a shadowy figure who held an apparent place of honor, but didn't really figure into the worship. In early Canaanite texts, he was characterized as the father of years. His dwelling place was called the source of the two deeps, or two floods. He was a particularly remote god and sent his instructions by messengers. By the time of the inscriptions found in Ugarit, which was around Moses' day, he was viewed as the father of 70 other gods. In the written material that has been excavated in the land of Israel, we have found references to El, but we have not found any Canaanite sites of worship that were dedicated to him. Rather, the focus was on Baal. The term Baal is a general Semitic word for Lord or Master. By the time of our historical documents, including those from Ugarit, Baal had become the de facto head of the pantheon. He was a fertility liturgy god, and thus his worship served an important function for the pagans in a land that depended so much on rain. He appeared to be a carryover from the Amorites who settled in Canaan around the time of Abraham. Baal was described as the son of Dagon, another fertility god, little g god, who figured prominently in the Philistine pantheon. He was often called Baal-zebul, which probably means Prince Baal. While Baal was a specific little g god, the term seems also to have been used in the sense of Lord or Master. Little L, Lord, little Master, little M, Master, to refer to other little g gods. For example, in the Old Testament, there is reference to Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies. In addition, the term is used for many other local little g gods or for little g gods of a particular shrine slash location, that is, high place. In the Old Testament and in other ancient Near Eastern literature. For example, among the Phoenicians, we read of Baal Shemon, Baal Melech, and Baal Zaphon. All of these were liturgy gods of the fishing fleets. The third key figure was Asherah. In Canaanite texts, she was viewed as the wife of El, but she assumed the role of goddess of fertility. As such, she was associated with Baal. The Hebrew word Asherah is often translated grove in the Old Testament because it was associated with the trees that were planted around an altar of Baal. Little more is known of this goddess. I have already mentioned the fourth key figure, Dagon, who was an early fertility little g-god. In some documents, he was viewed as the father of Baal. The evidence is that Dagon was adopted by the Philistines, a people who had come from the Aegean area after they settled in Canaan, along the coast. If the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father, God, help us as Christians never worship little g gods and participate in pagan activities in worship. Help us to always worship you, Holy Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and God and Father of our Savior, your Holy Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit to do your will and to glorify your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to The Covenant and the Cross on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless.